is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to show 22. It's the money edition. Money, 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 money.
This is a radio box of pirate satellites. Holding your living money, cashing in the bill of rights. This is a radio box of pirate satellites. This is a radio box. Everybody hold on tight.
Down, bow, 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 like a pickle, down, 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 like a pickle, down. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. Well, I'm freaking sick and tired of turning on the news and seeing the religious right's ungodly fight to take our right to choose when to bear our children, who to love and how. Education and protection if we're just practicing for now. So W a book, obey a book if that's what works for you. But I don't tell you how to pray, so don't you tell me how to screw. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. So you were screaming bloody murder about the Taliban regime for subjugating women and being too extreme and basing legislation on some ancient holy book. Does that sound a bit familiar? Here's a mirror, have a look. And as for the Ten Commandments, they need one more at least. Thou shalt never cover up the acts of pervert priests. Well, how they let that happen? Unless they just abhor us. Well, anyway, adds another layer to the chorus. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. So you'll execute a person and then protect a single cell, but mercy kill the terminally ill and you're going straight to hell. I don't know much about the word of God, far be it from me, but I can tell you what it ain't. That's hypocristianity. Well, I am not anti-Christian. Before you grab a rope, there is beauty in religion and joy and love and hope, and we're all looking for that answer, some colossal cosmic cause. But who the fuck are you to turn your views into my laws? It's just believers in the Bible that would have abortion banned. Anti-choice agnostics, I could count them on one hand. And as for killing babies, I've got but one retort. If someone raped your daughter, George, you'd beg her to abort. And if some young girl from your church shows up with child or some infection, 'cause you told her what a horrid sin it was to use protection, well, one day you'll face the pearly gates. And what you gonna say when that long-haired Jewish peacenik sends your ass the other way, saying, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. I've had it up to here with all the bibliophiles you spew, so keep your Jesus off my penis. Well, at least that's what I would do. Yeah, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep my penis off of you. That's if you want me to.
Hello and welcome to show 22 of Radio Clash. I hope you enjoyed that. That was Eric Schwartz with Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis. I decided that before all of the Pope business, but that basically sums up what I would like to say about that. I'm not gonna make that a feature of the show. I did think about it, but basically I don't care enough. if you hunt around, you can see my opinions on such things. Basically, my attitude is that the Pope was no friend of mine, being a radical queer. I'm not exactly going to love what, you know, his attitude to me and also to women and also contraception and various other things. But anyway, I just like that track. It just made me laugh, and there's a very good video floating around as well. I think it's been about for a while, since 2004, and you can get that from his website, which is ericschwartz.com, which is E-R-I-C schwartz.com. I don't know much about him. He seems to do writing and performing and things like that. Seems like a good bloke. Okay, so I'm performing this on a rainy Thursday. I don't usually do a time check because then it means that I have to kind of release this in the next day or two. Otherwise, it seems very old and stale. But I'm about to go off to Bastard, which was with Freelance Hellraiser tonight, as I mentioned before. And we'll talk a little bit about that later on in the show and some other news about what's coming up on the weekend. I will definitely get this out before then. you wouldn't believe how long sometimes it takes and how I do things in little modular bits and other bits and whatever, and I'm rambling. I think probably going to pay one of my favourite bootlegs at the moment. I don't usually hang out at Gaibo, but I popped in to get the details of Bastard and discovered DJ Rico's done another mix, and it's more than a mix, it's actually more of a cover version. He's using I don't know who Gerald A is, but Katie Enlow, who has been used on a couple of I think tracks I've played, including Lenlo's Chemical Brothers track. And I would like to say that I played the original Soulwax mix of the track that's used in this from LCD Sound System, and I dropped it because it wasn't good enough, and this does make the grade because it rocks. It's called P-Funk is Playing at My House.
Yeah. All right. I did. Well, P-Funk is playing in my house, I'll show you the ropes, kid. Show you the ropes. I got the mothership connection in my house.
Are you with me out there?
I'll show you the ropes, kid. Show you the ropes. I got Star Child chilling in my house. My house. And Dr. Funkenstein out in the garage.
Can you dig it, CC?
My house. You got the
in the door.
Well, all right.
Got everybody popcorn in my house. My house. All the funketeers descend from the bus.
Bootsy would say, groove it, baby. I thought I'd never actually hear something that used one of my favourite P-Funk track, the Parliament track. That's Bootsy Collins, P-Funk, with Daft Punk's playing at my house by LCD Sound System, remixed by DJ Rico and featuring Gerald A and Katie Enler. I love the way that the lyrics have... the vocals have been done on that track. I love the way that the... they've made the sound that's a very compressed sort of filtered sound, just like the original, and it's made a track that I really don't like. I've liked other things to LCD, but I don't actually like that version. There's a really cool version by Soulwax where they drop bits of Daft Punk in, and of course that was the mix I was trying to get and I couldn't find it. But I think that beats that. I like that track a lot. It makes me groove. You know, if you'd see me, I'll groove you along on my chair. So next onward and upward. God, that sounds like a really bad aspirational management thing. I'll wait till all these consultancies have been working in. Oh dear. Evil. But the next track, I'm going to play a track for Bicycle Mark. He hasn't requested it. He knows nothing about this. he plays 1999 Luftballoons as part of his German Word of the Day on his podcast. If you haven't checked out Bicycle Mark's audio communique, do so. It is at bicyclemark.org. I haven't got the full address in my head because I hold very few things in my head, as you probably have heard from listening to this podcast. And it reminded me of this bootleg, and I thought, I will play it. It's classic. I might even release it as part of the classic boots, even though it's not that old. I've heard it goes down a storm at Booty.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the Gap Patrol. Fools that want to make sure my casket's closed. Rap critics to say he's money cash hoes. I'm from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes in your zapper toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio if I don't play they show. They don't play my hits, well, I don't give a shit, so rap mags try and use my black ass so advertisers could give them more cash for ads. Fuckers, I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags, the richest niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
99 red balloons,
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Panic bears, it's red alert. There's
99
something
problems, but a bitch ain't
red.
One.
The war machine springs to life.
99
opens
problems,
up
but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problem, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me, it's 94 in my trunk is raw. In my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus, I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road. I heard,
son, do you know why I'm stopping you for?
Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I get some more?
Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. Lost the registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are.
I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit.
Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit?
Well, my glove compartment is locked, so with the truck in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that.
Aren't you Sean's attack? You some type of law or something, somebody important or something.
I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit.
Well, we'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me!
99 decisions tree. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. To worry, worry, super scary.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
This is what we've waited for.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problem, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. And this is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense. Try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him. But some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping in. He and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in the Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riff-raff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a meal for bail cause I'm African. All because this fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing sweet but I hold my gun. I got 99 problems, being the bitch ain't one. Hit me!
99 nights of the air.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Everyone's a silver hero.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
With orders to identify.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problem, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
99 dreams I have had, and everyone a red balloon. It's all over and I'm standing pretty in this dust that was the city. If I could find a souvenir,
that was 99 Love Problems. I don't know who that's by, actually. It's one of those classic don't fill in your IDD tags, you must die situations. I'm not exactly sure who did it. I probably did know it in a previous past life. And it goes down very, very well at Booty. It's one of their sort of classic tunes. And there's been a lot of Jay-Z bootlegs, and I would say, you know, most of them are well-intentioned but don't really work, and that's one of the few I really, 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 really like. There's not many I do. I like it most of them. Probably second Danger Mouse's, and then I can't really think of any other 99 Problems boots that I really like. Not even Soundhogs. I like that much, much better. So it was much very fun bootleg. We like that. And if you'd been able to see me, you've seen me chair dancing like an idiot. I don't know if you do chair dancing, but I do. It's my confession. Oh, back to Catholicism again. Avoid that subject. Avoid religion. Avoid sex. Well, actually, I don't avoid. Anyway. I'm off subject again. What a surprise. I mentioned a cryptic mention about money in the little bit at the start of the show, and that's because this week's or the show's mix is about money. That's the theme running through, and it's partly my response to I will avoid this rant as much as possible, but it's I think the classic thing is when sort of tensions and when things become bad, the best thing to do sometimes is do something creative with them, and this mix is my response to commercialization in bootlegs, commercialization in advertising. Well, advertising is commercial. Anyway, advertising in podcasting, advertising in RSS feeds, and music industry in general. So I hope you enjoy it. I'll see you shortly.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the world go round.
It makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound, a buck, or a pound, a buck, or a pound is all that makes the world go round. That clinking, clanking sound can make the world go
uncomfortable. Well, fuck you on the Range Rover you drove in on. Fuck your Saab convertible and fuck your twice weekly trips to the analyst, you stupid motherfucker. Fuck the Hamptons, Maine, and fly-infested south of France. I'm paid, asshole. I got more cash than God can count, so why don't you just die? Choke to death on your damn designer bagel from Balducci's. Low cholesterol, naturally. Fuck your big old Sunday New York Times. Fuck the Wall Street Journal and Newsweek and the lot, including Nation, Village Voice, Guardian and the rest. stupid, such a privileged motherfuckers think it's fashionable to have an alternative view. And fuck if you can, your pencil thin, avian drinking, calorie counting, caffeine limiting, sodium sparing, Nutra-Sweet sweetening, rear view mirror preening, carrot nibbling bunny, go drown in a lake of Diet Coke, fucker. I got enough cash. What else matters? Slave. Kiss on your polo and your paparazzi. Fuck all that shit you call music and pretend to enjoy.
There's no time to think of freedom, 'cause if we do, we'll end up late. And so we give all of those precious hours to the people who we hate. Money makes the world go. Money makes the world go around. And watch you drown as the interest rates increase. The establishment's grinning, queuing for the House of Lords. And in the news they'll say we know what's right, as they beat you to the floor. Money makes the world go. Money makes the world go around.
Never could. Don't know the tune and I don't know the words, but they don't give a damn. on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I decided to fight right to the end. But if I ever get my money, I'll be too old and gray to spend it all. But life goes on and on, but no one ever wins. Time goes quickly by, just like the money go round. I only hope that I'll survive.
You're listening to Radio Clash.
This is Radio Clash
on Pirate Satellite.
La 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 la. Tim's finding the playlist. La la. This is the Tim's finding the playlist song. That was Money Mix. Start was Joel Grey, Money from Cabaret. Then it was Easy All Stars. That's from Dub Side of the Moon, which is a Pink Floyd dub version from the Easy All Stars. Then it was Jet Set Alex with Jet Set. I love that lyrics. I love that lyric of I got enough cash. I got cash and fuck you quantities. I just love that line. Then we got The Mighty Pilchard with Served, and I was cheekily dropping in bits of the other version of Money from Cabaret with Liza Minnelli. I do actually prefer the first one is spookier, but the second one has all kinds of nice jingly noises, which goes quite well with Served. And of course, that's the remix, sort of a drum and bass remix of I Being Served theme. Then we have Salma and Sabina. Ho Yayegi Badnami, which is, I've got totally wrong, which is basically a Hindi version of Money, Money, Money. At Vance, I know nothing about them, but of course it's a hair metal version of Money, Money, Money. The Haywains with Money Go Round. Flying Kylies, which was on Planet Mew, it was from a thing called Mew Criminal, which is basically Musique's label, and they released some mashups in 2002. And I just found that in my MP3 collection via a friend of mine who is a big Reflex Mew fan. Then we have the Scissor Sisters, their version of Money. Oh, the Flying Kylies is a mix of the Flying Lizards. Money with, of course, Can't Get Me Out of My Head by Kylie, and then Kink's Money Go Round, which says all you probably ever need to know about the music industry. So hope you enjoyed that. I enjoyed doing that mix. It was a big fun. Yeah, we won't mention that group. Bad history. But it was a lot of fun to do, and I'm available for bar mitzvahs, weddings, funeral, maybe not funerals. I'm now going to play a track, or another one of the recent Guybo Trawl. I found a track by Fudge Tools called So-Called The Freak. And again, there's been many tracks that have used, certainly the LFO Freak track here, haven't really totally worked, and this probably doesn't, tuning wise probably doesn't 100% work, but hey, we say fuck 'em and their law on that one, don't we? So musicians, close your ears, everyone else, enjoy.
This is going to make you freak. 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 This is going to make you freak.
Radio Clash.
And here's
our host. I am Indy Wayne, and this is Bootleg Garth. Say hello, Bootleg Garth.
Hello.
That was, well, before the silly jingle, that was so-called The Freak by Fudge Tools. And admission time, I know nothing about Fudge Tools. Every time I think of Fudge, I always think of those really embarrassing, strange adverts for hair products in barbers. It's called Fudge, and you think, what's a strange name for a hair product? Yes. Sorry, I'm doing that DJ thing. I'm talking about the coffee. I'll shut up. I just like the fact that you've got like Jimmy Somerville kicking in with the sort of the high vocals. And how many bootlegs do you know actually use Jimmy Somerville? I mean, I can't think of any. I've tried to do some. Anybody who actually uses Jimmy Somerville is, or the Communards or Bronski Beat, is a friend of mine. Because I'm going to say a massive fan, but certainly just one of those, a bit like Soft Cell. It's one of those things that is sort of childhood, something that reminds me of my childhood. And I just like the way that works. Bits of it, I mean, it shouldn't work. Bits of it are probably annoying musicians as we speak, but it does work. And more chair dancing, definitely more chair dancing. I should call this the chair dance episode, shouldn't I? I should start the trend of chair dancing. What we're going to do is that I'm going to talk about some events that are coming up. There's the Last Button Down Disco, which is happening on this Saturday, which I would sign up to their list if you, because I'm not sure if you have to be on their list for that, but they are knocking the, amazingly for Summer at Mayfair, they're knocking the Infinity down to make way for I think it's NatWest Officers, boo hiss, or Royal Bank of Scotland, boo hiss, bleed banks, and get on down there. I'll be down there with a friend of mine who always meant to go on my recommendation, so he's going to the last one. And that's at Old Burlington Street. You'll see it. You'll see it. It's got a big sign outside the door. I think it's number 9, but I will undoubtedly get it wrong. Let's have a look at the email. That is 10. Yeah, 10 Old Burlington Street, Mayfair. That's Saturday 9th of April from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. But it's probably worth getting there early. And they have a Last Night by the Strokes. Apparently, if they play that, the first person to get their hands up in the air, which might be funny if they've been playing Hands Up by Hands Up by Ottawan beforehand, might be a bit more complicated. But certainly, apparently, you'll win a bottle of champagne. And all the best of luck to the BDD crowd. It sounds like they're hinting in the email that they found another venue or something. It is continuing. All the best to them, and I'll see them on Saturday. Unfortunately, that means it's clashing with the Whoever Men, who are the new name of the normal, or otherwise known as the Who Boys. Now, big apologies. Classic sort of like, I've agreed to go to the BDD and then said that I would try and be there for this one, and it's a classic thing of not. I thought that the last BDD was previous Saturday, so I'm a bit of an idiot, really. So, but anyway, I think you should definitely get down there. I wish I could make it if I wasn't actually going to BDD, but it's at the Foundry again, 8486 Great Inston Street, near Old Street in London. And I've heard some bits of the Whoever Men, and I highly, highly recommend it. It's kind of a similar but different tack to the Who Boys, and some really good stuff coming out from them soon. Hopefully, so I can play it. I get all these exclusive tracks and think, can I play them? It's good. It's good. So get on down there for Saturday if you're not doing BDD. Certainly, that'll be more of a more of a mashup event. BDD isn't for mashups. It's more kind of indie kind of disco tunage. It's hard to describe. It's sort of, they'll play Jesus Christ Superstar and then happily go into The Cure, and then they'll happily go into, so I think kind of Cool Student Disco, I would probably say, and they're probably going to kill me for saying that. Of course, tonight, I'm going to very shortly, is freelance hairdresser, and that's the other one, freelance Hellraiser at, and DJ's La Diabolique, I think, at Bastard tonight. I will let you know how it goes. It's going to be a good one. So in honour of the BDD, I'm going to play a track by off the new mix from Don, which I'm going to play the last sort of 5 minutes or so, and he's in a mix called the Pirate Mix. He's not actually DJing at BDD anymore, partly because I think Dolly Rocker wanted, I'm not totally sure, but I think Dolly Rocker wanted the lower area to start to retain being a chillout area because he's too good. Don is very good at making people dance, so he was on there sort of supposed to be doing, you know, sort of I don't know, you know, musical accompaniment to chilling out, and who would know that people started getting up and dancing to Bugsy Malone and Japanese versions of Michael Jackson. So he's a very good DJ, so they did. So he's working on a club called, I think, Pirate Club or something like that. I don't know. So he's working on. So he's done a mix under his Long Don Silver for now, guys. And I'm going to play the last 5 minutes. So I'm going to play out with this. Thank you all for being here and for listening. You can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, visit the blog at mutantpop.net/radioclash/, and then you can have a nice day. No, what was I going to say there? I don't know. I really don't know what I was going to say there. I bought that sentence. It's the red wine talking, not the e-talking, not Solwax, no, it's the red wine talking. I must do a version called red wine talking. In fact, that's a good idea, actually, EP40 versus. Anyway, as you might have guessed, I have come out of retirement, I say watch this space, sort of other people as well. Allied to Mutant Pop, so it should be some interesting releases coming out now. Certainly Stripper Jackson, I know from DJ Nono, will come out soon. You can't exactly watch this space because it's actually a millisecond of audio frequency in time. You could try, it was very fleeting, but certainly watch the blog. Be some interesting stuff going on. And I've enough of my rambling. I'm going to play out with Mix from Pirate Mix. And the great thing about this is he's mixing in Mint Royale's version of Singing in the Rain, which is fucking ace. And also some classic rave memories as you alternate. So I love him long time, just for this mix, definitely. And I'll speak to you soon. Were creeping up the front. I could see her uterus. Her pants were too tight. She must have owned panties that were not in this sight. She walked right by. The poor woman didn't know. She had a frontal wedgie, a camel toe.
Let's grab and start over again. There are a lot of happy faces. The big stager body is lined with different places. The people tell more from that crazy rhythm. The bass line is tough and the beats are hissing. So it's not up, everybody get on the floor. And give it up till you haven't touched anymore. One more baby, but you be so kind. And look out for the DJ. DJ. Rewind.
This goes out to all the DJs. DJs.
that'd be great, me hearties.